Okay, here's what I want. I'll tell you something good. Here he is, ladies and germs. Gabriel Iglesias.
I wonder what that sound is going to sound like at Staples Center on January 26th.
It's going to sound like that.
It's just the coolest thing.
That is going to be so awesome. I mean, to think from going from a not even a comedy club, a bar, a dive bar in Montebello to Staples Center. It took 20 years. It took 20 years.
I see you took the shortcut.
Is that astounding or what?
I mean, unbelievable.
Dude, have you gone and walked the stage and done all that stuff? Have you checked it out?
I mean, I've been to Staples enough times to where I've sat everywhere and seen a bunch of concerts, but
been on that stage, though?
You haven't scouted that yet?
No, huh? No. They gave me the seating charts as far as how they're going to do it and stuff like that. So I saw the drawing of it, but I haven't seen what it's going to look like yet.
Wow. I don't want to make you nervous, but are you nervous?
I'll be nervous probably the day of. I'll be more excited than anything else. I don't really get nervous anymore as far as getting up in front of people. I get more nervous whenever I do, like, for example, a talk show where they say you've only got 4 minutes to do your, do your act.
Right.
And if you go over that, then it's going to cut into someone else's time, and they get in your head, and then you're like, oh!
That's not
and
nice.
And then people start clapping. You're like, stop clapping. I got to tell more jokes.
Hey, by the way, if you're listening and you want to say hi to Gabriel Iglesias today, would you take a couple of phone calls?
Absolutely. Call us right now. Llámanos ahorita aquí en el KR101. 101.
He could have said something nasty.
I didn't say nothing nasty.
1-800-232-KRTH. So, okay, now we have to have the timpani here, Couch, because we're going to make a big announcement. Because there is a big Gabriel Iglesias Fluffy Show coming up, Staples Center. And what are we doing tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow. Tomorrow, actually, the tickets go on pre-sale. No service fees at the box office. And basically, anybody who buys their tickets tomorrow, I'm going to be hanging out at the box office.
Selling the tickets to them?
Well, I can only have so many jobs. I'll be hanging out. So basically, if anybody that shows up tomorrow,
you get a meet
at
and greet.
Staples Center, you get your tickets. I'll sign the tickets.
We can take
a picture. And, there's no service charge.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, or no service fees. They, charge fees. I mean, that's the word that they say. You can use the word fees. No service fees.
And this is the name of the event, the Fluffy Fee Free Fan Pre-Sale.
Say that three times. Yeah.
Fluffy Fee Free Fan
Pre-Sale. You did that on purpose, didn't you?
What is it called again?
The Fluffy Fee Free Fan
Pre-Sale. It's not a pre-sale. It's a pre-sale.
I'm not drinking. The
Fluffy Fee Free Fan Pre-Sale.
You know what? We got to work on their marketing people.
Either way, you're going to be tomorrow.
Either way, I'm going to be hanging out tomorrow. And as long as the box office is selling tickets, I'm not going anywhere. So it's not like I'm just going to hang out for an hour or two. It's if they sell tickets till 10 o'clock at night, I will hang out till 10 o'clock at night.
Starting at 10 a.m.
You are the man. What are we going to see? Anything new in the act coming?
Oh, there's a bunch of new stuff happening in the...
Talk politics? What are you talking?
No.
Don't bum people out.
Well, that's the thing, too. I've always made it a point to stay away from certain topics.
Right.
You know, it's not always what you say. It's what you don't say. Like, I try to avoid politics, religion, and sports. Sports above all, because you say the wrong team, it's on.
Yeah, that's
right. If you say something about the president, people might groan a little, but nothing like if you say the wrong sports team.
Man,
really?
I wore a Dodger hat in a parade in Orange County. I thought I was going to die.
Well, you were in Angel territory.
That's right. Exactly. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
It's like
totally.
It's like the Bloods and the Crips. It's like you wear the wrong color. It's like, dude.
Yeah, it's like chill. But no, they take it very serious.
Yes. Yeah, they do. Yeah,
so I keep the show friendly. And I got a couple special guests that are going to be popping in, so.
Anybody Ooh. You could.
I can't talk about it
because
then I got to pay them. You know, if you say the name, check's got to be cut. You know, the agents get involved.
Females, males, give us some kind of a hint.
They're breathing.
They're
breathing. They touch microphones. They talk.
Let's see if Elizabeth and El Monte has a question here. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Welcome to K-Earth with Fluffy.
What's up, Elizabeth?
Hi, Gabriel. So I wanted to just let you know, and I know you hear this a lot, but I want to thank you for everything you do. My parents, I just lost them both. Oh, and sorry. They were huge fans. And they always wanted to see you, and they never got to. But I just want you to know that you always made them smile, even at the best of days. And they were both really, really sick. So I just want you to be, I want you to know I'm very grateful for making them happy when they were just, no matter what me and my brother tried to do for them. You always brought a smile to their face, and I'm so grateful for you.
Well, I'm glad we could do that for you.
That's so sweet.
I'm a huge fan as well, and I saw you one time, but you're going to really laugh at this. I had no idea who you were.
You're not the first woman to tell me that.
Standing outside a comedy club, I'm like, who the hell is Gabriel Iglesias? And I saw you, and then a year later, I went, oh, it's that guy.
By the way, Elizabeth, is this the Elizabeth that works at Home Depot?
Oh yeah, hi.
So she,
at first I was going to get offended and go, really?
Yeah, Gary? No, she works inside. She doesn't hang out outside.
But she's like, I got your back, Elizabeth.
I just
got off work and now I'm going to my second job. So
is she the one that gets groped?
When I heard you were going to be on the radio, I was like, I got to call him. I got to let him know.
Elizabeth, you got two jobs. So you work at Home Depot, and where else do you work?
I work for Mom 365 at the Beverly Hospital in Montebello, across the street where you first started.
Oh, at the dive bar. Wow. It was called Wild Coyote at the time.
Wow.
Or what was it? Wild Coyote, Tortillas, Prime Cut. Every 2 years, the guy would change the name because he obviously had issues with taxes. It's the same place, though.
That's exactly where I work. I'm a photographer. I take pictures of all the newborns that are born.
Wow.
Hey,
Elizabeth, you are too much.
I have to. I got kids, so you know we do what we have to. Your mom gets it.
Well, you did what you had to, apparently.
All right, Elizabeth, we want you to hang on just a minute, okay? Just a sec. All right. Wow, she's too much, man.
She's awesome though. She's working two jobs.
Isn't she great? I love it.
Gary, can we hook her up?
Hang on just a minute. What are you saying?
Can we hook her up with some tickets for the concert?
What? Dude,
that's your concert. You want to do it?
All
right, let's go back to Elizabeth.
Wait, Gary. I'll only do it if you can say the thing twice. What's the name of the thing? What's the name of the event?
I got it. Elizabeth, hang on a minute. If I can do this, you're going to get tickets.
Elizabeth, I'm putting your fate in the hands of Mr.
Oh,
Brian.
My God.
Okay. Wait, hold on.
Hold on a sec.
All right. It's the fluffy, fee-free pair. There goes your ticket.
Let me try it.
Drum roll.
Fluffy fee free fan presale. Fluffy fee free fan presale.
Oh, yes, it comes through.
There you go, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth,
you got it.
Elizabeth, I wanna set you up with a pair of tickets for this concert. And again, I'm really sorry about your parents. What were their names? Can we give
about them
for a second?
My name was Olivia and my dad's name was Zenaido, and they actually used to both work at the Beverly Hospital where I'm working now.
Wow, kept that in the family, huh?
Isn't that great?
Oh my God, I'm gonna ask.
Elizabeth, do you know who you're gonna bring?
Who you bringing, Elizabeth?
I'm right here.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. She passed
out. Sorry,
Elizabeth,
I'm like, oh my God, I just wanted to say hi, and now I get to oh, wow.
That's the best part. See, you didn't expect anything. That's always the best part, right?
Isn't that great?
Whenever. Yeah.
Elizabeth, who are you going to bring to the concert?
I would probably have to bring my oldest, Miranda, because she loves you, and she always used to mimic your chocolate cake thing.
Well, this is a fan, man.
Wow. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, this is too much.
Yeah, we're the whole family, like me and my brother and my three daughters, a huge fan. Oh my God, it'd be so hard. My other daughter would probably be like, why aren't you taking me? I don't know.
Draw straws.
Draw straws. There you go. All right, Elizabeth, hang on just a minute, okay? All right. That's great, man. Thank you for doing that. We appreciate that. You got to tell me about this. You're in a couple of movies that are coming up. Ferdinand is one of the movies, but the big one, man, I think, and it's going to be an Oscar movie, is Coco.
Yeah.
That comes out November 22nd.
Yeah. November 22nd.
Yeah.
And who do you play in Coco?
In the movie Coco, I play the, I guess, the social worker. He doesn't really have a name, you know.
Right.
He's a social worker. Anybody who's ever seen the movie Beetlejuice, the lady that had the smoke coming out of her neck, that's what I tell people I do. Basically, I'm the social worker of the afterlife.
Wow.
In the film.
Wow.
Well, so you're facilitating their afterworld. Oh, man.
But think of this cast. By the way, it's a Pixar movie, which means it's going to be great right off the bat. But John Ratzenberger is in this cast. He's in every Pixar movie. But Edward James Olmos, Benjamin Bratt, Cheech is going to be in this movie. Of course, Gabriel Iglesias.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's just a cast that is just amazing, man. But you probably didn't see any of these other people while you were recording.
No, I didn't. And that's the thing, whenever you do voiceover work, sometimes they're in the room with you. Like, I did an episode of Family Guy a few years ago, and mm-hmm. Seth is in the room with you the entire time.
Is that right?
Yeah,
well,
he
cool.
watches you, and he bounces off you the entire time.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is really, really cool. And then I've done other stuff where it's like, I don't find out who's in the film until, you know, the premiere.
That's cool too, I think.
Yeah, right. So you're walking a red carpet, you go, dude, you were in this?
Yeah. You're like, oh, hey, what are you doing here?
I'm in.
That makes it exciting. That does. It brings an element of surprise. Good for Pixar.
That's too much. All right, let's go talk to Chris here in Tustin. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
You're on K-Earth with Fluffy.
What's up, Chris?
Hi, Gabriel. I just want to share a memory with you of the first and only time I saw you at the Brea Improv back in December 2005. Tom Wilson was the headliner that night, and you were introduced as the Christmas bonus.
That's awesome.
That's the best.
And your stand-up was just unbelievable, and we were sitting in the front row, and I think you gave a shout out to me because I was somewhat on the Husky side at the time.
Hey, did you quit? Did you give it up?
Yeah, I've actually dropped about 120 pounds.
Wow. Hey, good for you.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Dude, you lost a person.
That's too much. Hey, Chris, thanks for taking the time to call this morning, man. We appreciate it. Let's go to Lori here in Pomona.
Chris and Tustin. Hey. Not Lori in Pomona?
Yes.
Hey. Lori.
Orale, Fluffy. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Not too bad. I got a coffee, and they brought donuts in the back, so it's, you know. I didn't get any burritos or anything.
Ooh.
Even though I tweeted about the burrito.
Yeah, I know.
Of course.
Sorry. I know you're watching your weight, so I didn't bring a burrito back.
Yeah, but this
you.
Is the one, you know what? There's the fact that I know that, like, I go to a lot of places, but I always know that you always have your burrito. You got your set time.
I've
never known anyone who had their own burrito dealer. This is coming from a Fluffy Mexican here, okay? Yeah. I never had a burrito dealer. I had to go out and do my own thing. But no, you had your guy Julio that would show up at the back door. ¿Dónde está Lisa? Aquí tengo su burro. And then show up there and slip a bill under the door. And
he's giving away all the secrets.
Yes, he is. By the way, Teresa on Twitter says, hey, menudo, not a burrito. Says, I don't know what that means.
Thanks, Teresa.
Thanks, Teresa.
Yeah, thanks, Teresa.
A little random.
That was random, yeah.
Very random.
So, Laura, you got a question or a comment for Fluffy?
Yes, I do, Fluffy. I don't know. How are you feeling about that chocolate cake these days?
Chocolate cake was a thing back in the... I'm diabetic, so, I mean, I can only do so much on the cake front. A
little more into tofu?
No. Hey, slow your roll. Slow your roll.
Having them soy riso and huevo burritos?
No. I'll still go... I don't want to say it, but it's going to sound bad, but I still do regular chorizo. I can't do sorizo. No.
That's awesome. You know, my son saw you at the Ventura Fair about 4 years ago. And, you know, I've never been able to make it out to you, but, hey, good luck with everything you do. You are so awesome.
Thank you.
My parents, my family, we all love you. You know, my little 8-year-old thinks you are just a nut.
Yeah, your 8-year-old is right.
Good call.
Very good call.
Lori in Pomona, thank you so much. We appreciate it. You know, we could go on all day
thank
with
you,
us because the phones are going up, but we know you've got a little TV appearance ahead of you.
Oh, man, they got me going through the ringer. I mean, it's, you know, we got to promote this thing.
They better
right.
have a burrito for you there.
They're going to have, well, I know they always have bagels. They always have bagels. They got a whole big old box of bagels there, like the 4 cream cheeses. Yeah. I didn't think there was different flavors of cream cheeses in there.
Schmears. We call them
schmears.
Yeah, so that's, you're heading over to Channel 5, right?
Yes.
Yes. fantastic
with
match.
Our buddy Sam.
Once again, January 26th, Staples Center. It is, and today he's going to be at Staples Center from.
Tomorrow.
I'm sorry. Tomorrow. It said tomorrow right there, and I said today. How about that?
It's even bolded in capital.
I know. It's pro. I'm such a pro. Okay.
can you say it?
The Fluffy Fee Free Fan Presale.
Woo! That's right. So anybody that shows up tomorrow from 10 until whenever, basically your tickets will not have the fee on top of, there's no the service.
Never mind that fee. They get you.
Hey, I'll be there. I'll be there hanging out.
They get you. Never mind the fee. They would gladly pay that fee just to have you and sign their ticket and a photo.
Autograph the ticket.
I will be there signing the tickets and taking selfies. And just so you guys know, you don't have to buy a ticket. Anybody that just wants to show up, it's not required for you to buy a ticket if you want to come say hi, take a picture. It'd be nice, but I don't want people thinking, oh well, I'm not going to buy a ticket. You don't have to. It's I'm there, so just come by, say hi.
This is why people love you, man. This is why people love.
He is one of the people.
Yeah, because and by the way, it is. I'm going to do it one more time. Give me a timpani, please. Tomorrow, 10 a.m.
Wait, what was that? You hit the wrong button.
You hit the wrong button. No, there's two idiots on this side. All right. It's the Fluffy Fee Free Fan Presale tomorrow at Staples Center Box.
There we go.
We love you, man. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us this morning.
Appreciate it, Gary.
Gabriel Iglesias on KERS 101.